Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in studio today. Heather McKay is with us. Heather is the high school principal here in Atlantic. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's always busy. Getting down to the, it's the home stretch of the school year.
It is. Lots this is to do. Where it goes by in a blink.
Lots and lots to do.
Absolutely.
It just seems like every time you get something accomplished this time of the year, oh yeah, there's that too.
Yep. True story.
And on top of that, then we come up with new things that always take up our time a little bit too. And that's what we wanted to talk a little bit about today. We've been working on in the Atlantic High School that building trades program, which has been around for a bit of time now. And now you've got a little addition to it that we kind of talked about earlier with Derek Baer, who is the industrial technology teacher. But it's gotten to a point now where there's a committee working on this project to kind of make it a reality.
Absolutely. And it's really fortunate. I love when ideas like this come to more of a fruition, and it's because of the hard work that Derek Baer has done and then the partnerships that he has made with people in the community that really kind of helped get things moving in the right direction. You know, initially when we were part of a building trades program, we were in partnership with Iowa Western, and financially it just wasn't responsible for us to continue that partnership. But we always have appreciated the opportunity that that provided to students. And so Dr. Amstein has always wanted to get some academies started that were more career tech oriented. And, you know, thinking about building trades, I know he worked with Winterset several times, you know, just brainstorming and talking through things. And so our mission is we want a building trades program that is just high school related. There's no concurrent credits or enrollment involved in it. So then it really becomes more manageable, and it's our program.
These types of programs are important because you've got to try as an educator at the secondary level. You've got to really try to meet the needs of so many different types of students. A four-year college degree is no more right for everybody than a doctorate degree
Absolutely.
Is right for everybody. Everybody has their level that they are comfortable with, and they feel like that's prepared them to do what they want to do with the next step of their lives. And these types of things, you know, not only prepare kids for a career, but also make them, you know, just better people when they know and can do a lot more.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because I'll use a personal experience. Growing up, I used to always get frustrated because I always felt like my parents should be able to fix things if something went wrong, but they didn't have the skills to do it. And so I always had to go out, and I thought, you know, I want to know how to change the oil in my car and how to do, you know, so just some basic life skills. And absolutely. In education, we are constantly looking at ways that we can help provide opportunities for our students. And this is one of those areas. I mean, who's not going to live in a house or an apartment that's going to need, you know, touch-ups and the career opportunities? We have some amazing people in this community that want to hire young people and want them to have skills and trades and help them develop those even more. And so the partnerships with these individuals, it's amazing. And they're really helping us to know what it is they're lacking when they're seeing employees coming out and other ways that, you know, we could help partner better with our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've seen some interest from some folks, professionals here in the area, contractors, carpenters, things like that. I know they've gotten involved in a steering committee to kind of help you plot this through.
Yes.
That's been pretty popular with them.
It has been fantastic, and their insight is invaluable. I mean, they offer so many positive things for us to think about and things, you know, that are maybe circumstances we hadn't planned on. Okay, so, you know, since the inception of the program, you know, we've already kind of gone different routes based on, you know, where our steering committee is at. Just thinking about some of those soft skills and just the basic skills as well that individuals need to be good employees and good members of our society.
Well, when you think of all the curveballs that can be thrown at a person in their professional life, contractors get them all over the place, including Mother Nature.
You know? Absolutely. You know, and the problem-solving skills and the ingenuity that electricians, plumbers, contractors, construction workers, you know, so many trades, manufacturing, wow. I mean, there are things that I wouldn't be able to do, and I'm a highly educated individual. But we all earn an education in different ways.
Absolutely.
And that life education and some of those hands-on skills that people can earn, it's going to help irregardless of what profession they end up in, personally and professionally.
How many times have you ever heard students say, I'll never use that in my real life? They might be talking about geometry or some sort of mathematics, things that they just don't care for much. You're using all of that stuff in here.
Absolutely. You know, mathematics, communication, problem solving, all of it in the trades is used. And it's interesting to have kids say that, oh, I'm never going to use this. Really? You're not going to work with your hands, or you're not going to build, or you're not going to communicate with customers or your own employees. Sorry, folks. There's a lot more that you're going to use that you didn't realize. As a high school principal, I use algebra a lot more than I thought I ever would. And I loved algebra. I never questioned, when am I ever going to use this? But yeah, it's, you don't know how you're going to encounter what you learn in high school.
I got you on speed dial now, so when I have those algebra questions come up, I know who can answer them for me.
I can help with algebra. I'm not strong in geometry.
Well, just good to know that.
Yep.
What's been the interest level from the students so far?
Pretty varied. There is an interest, and right now, because it's still such an unknown, it's like, yeah, I'm interested in it, but what's it really going to look like?
And that's kind of the next step.
Exactly.
Is that where we are now? Is still formulating exactly how this is going to play out, how much of the day it will take, what exactly is going to happen? And I'm piling questions on you now.
That's all good.
But I know you also had reached out to the community, too, in general, because you need projects to kind of work on, and you were somewhat specific on what would work and what might not work.
Right.
How has that relationship been?
That has been really great. We have two potential clients for some garage building. And, you know, visiting with the members of our steering committee, that makes sense. You know, that's a kind of a great project to start off. One is more of a simpler design, and the other project is definitely more advanced, and we'll pull in more of the trades. So right now, we're just looking at what the feasibility is. Is this something that we would be ready to actually take on in the fall? Because that was our original plan. And right now, I'm still moving toward that. But, you know, we have contractors who are willing to have the students on their sites and working on new construction. You know, we're not closing the door on anything at this point, but we do feel like we have two solid leads on some garage construction.
So realistically, the program is very flexible yet.
Yes. Yes. And I think that's one of the things that has been so strong about everybody is coming to it with an open mind and really trying to find how are we going to meet the needs of our students and our community and our businesses.
So what's next? Are you still looking for help?
We are, absolutely. And right now, see, initially our steering committee was meeting monthly. We have now moved that to where we are meeting twice a month. And we are really looking for an individual who maybe has some past experience in the classroom that could help guide the instructor and help oversee and, you know, problem solve and work with the contractors. That's one area right now that we're really, really looking into. We do have some ideas on some leads and some great individuals in our community who have expressed that at some point they would like to help in that capacity. So those are things that aren't set in stone yet.
Well, when you take a look at some of the things that students have had access to over the years, the multi-occupations opportunities that they've had, FFA provides them all kinds of real-world opportunities out there, too. It's not like it's that unusual to try something like this.
Oh, no, it's not. And I think to really be, as far as an educational standpoint, I want to keep working to make Atlantic High School even better. What else can we provide for our students? You know, we've added advanced placement courses. We've added more concurrent enrollment courses. This is an area where who is not going to need these basic life skills regardless of what profession they go in? And we have some very talented students who are great with their hands in creating and designing and building that. It just makes sense.
It just fits for them.
Absolutely.
It's something that they just would feel comfortable in. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to students over the years in different classes. You've probably been in the same position. What I always try to stress to them is, it's a long time, life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you say you graduate from college at 22, if you're fortunate enough to be able to retire at 62, that's 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's twice what you've done so far. That's a long time to do something you don't like.
Oh, absolutely.
Find something you really enjoy, make yourself really good at it, and find somebody dumb enough to pay you for it. And, you know, but it all kind of fits into that. It's nice when you can get a laugh out of them, but there's a lot of truth to that.
You're so right.
A lot of folks got into teaching because they really, truly enjoyed the profession. And
absolutely.
And that's what they wanted to do, and they dedicated themselves to that. So find something you like and have fun with it.
That's right, 100%. And I think there's a great quote out there that says, do you want a job or do you want a career? And my hope is that all of our students will have careers that they are passionate about and make a real difference for themselves and others.
Sure. Give them a chance to open up their eyes to all kinds of opportunities.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, keep us in touch with what's happening.
Will do. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to.